very welcome back to Lifeline. It's coming up to 10:30. Now I should be joined on the line by Linda Potocki. Good morning to you, Linda.
Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
Not too bad. I got that right.
You did indeed.
Now, Linda, you're talking to us from Travel Motor Insurance, is it?
I am indeed.
And we're talking this morning a little bit, which is quite, it's a high percentage of drivers regularly seen applying makeup, shaving or doing other things while driving. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, well, so basically what we did is we engage in our quarterly poll, and basically we asked our motorists a whole range of questions in relation to other driver malpractices. And I suppose firstly there were 7,500 survey participants, so there was a good sample. And basically some of the things that we found was from the survey was 56% said they observed fellow drivers texting while driving, 83% would be holding a handheld mobile phone, and 84% said that they see people motorists using a roundabout without signalling correctly. And I suppose what was the most interesting of all was that we found a significant about over almost a third of these driving behaviours were a third of people said that they regularly witnessed their fellow motorists applying makeup or shaving while driving, which needless to say is a very dangerous practice in itself, and it really just takes one quick look away from the road that can potentially lead to a fatal result. So we found that to be quite shocking, but we would obviously urge motorists to keep the beauty regime for the bathroom and out of the car, essentially.
I've witnessed a few times people apply makeup. I've never actually seen anyone shave.
Do you know, I've never seen anybody shave either, but I'm assuming it would probably be the men. But no, I haven't actually myself seen anybody shave, so that was quite surprising as well, yeah.
And the phones, is, I thought that we kind of learned our lessons by now, but I do still see a lot of people on the phones, and a lot of, I've seen bus drivers and taxi men. I mean, these people are, that's their profession, you know, you think they would know best and not to be using phones while driving like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Texting while driving, there is severe penalty points. There is severe, I think you get it's up to a maximum of 3 or 4 penalty points, with a 2,000 maximum fine, and you could also be facing a 3-month prison sentence. Ideologically, you could be looking at that. So the penalties are quite severe in itself. But it is quite worrying for us to think that people are still taking these risks, despite the fact that everyone knows the dangers associated with this. And there are stricter provisions coming in on mobile devices, so hopefully people be more diligent. But we put this to the test as well, so we engaged in our own kind of mini field research, if you like, where we stood on a busy street corner in Dublin City, and we monitored road users' behaviour for a 1-hour period. And basically, from that 1 hour, we logged a total of 415 vehicles, and we found that 10 motorists were spotted accessing their phone while driving, 2 of whom were taxi drivers. Yeah, so when you talk about taxi, it is still shocking. But 4 drivers were also witnessed either texting or accessing their phone as well. Thankfully, we can report that we only saw 1 motorist holding their phone up to their ears, which is actually better than we had initially expected. But perhaps people are getting the message, or perhaps it just shows that more people are equipped with hands-free connections. So we were quite happy with that. But during that 1 hour, observation, there were no reported collisions, but the most dangerous one, I suppose, was when I saw he was about a middle-aged male, and he was crossing the road. The lights were red for the pedestrian, and he just walked in front of there was a car coming towards him. He had the mobile up to his ear, and he had his free hand. He was signalling halt to the oncoming vehicle, which could have been it was quite shocking, really, to see that. Like the oncoming vehicle had no option but to slam on the brakes, which could have really, he could have been hit from the car behind, like, you know.
Exactly,
but I suppose talking, I suppose, about people being on their phones, like at red lights and that, and it can be very frustrating for your if you're the driver behind and they're quite slow to move when the lights are going. So when their lights are green, so it can be quite frustrating. But I suppose the most interesting of all our research was that the a lot of drivers are applying makeup or shaving. So
And one thing as well, I think, Linda, is I've seen witness a few times, especially teenagers with earphones in their ears, and they don't see or hear the oncoming traffic, and they're walking out in front of cars. I've seen that many a times now driving.
Actually, do you know, I during this research, I did see that a lot as well. I'd say about from the 1 hour, I suppose on average, I think I saw about at least five people anyway doing that. And yeah, they would be quite young as well, pedestrians, but can be very dangerous as well. Like, they're completely, they're not aware of what's going on around them.
I know from my own children, I have teenagers, and I can say, don't put them in when you walk into school, because they don't. They're in their own world and walk out in front. And cyclists as well. I don't know if you witnessed cyclists when you were doing your survey. I mean, I know we're trying to make it safer for cyclists in Dublin, but sometimes cyclists, they don't adhere to the rules of the road. They break the red lights. They've cut out in front of cars. I've seen many a near accident from cyclists as well.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. And regardless if you're a motorist, a cyclist or a pedestrian, everybody has to be aware. Everybody has to be aware of their surroundings and obey the lights. And you have to be very aware of what's going on and be very diligent. But, yeah, so with the cyclist now, there has been penalties imposed. So there's a fine now for cyclists, if they're breaking red lights. So hopefully that would make a difference as well. But yeah, I think all road users need to be very aware of what's going on around them.
Yeah, and has there been an increase or decrease over the years now on the roads with accidents?
I don't actually have those figures offhand. My colleague Connor, if you're speaking to him, I'm sure we'll be able to get that. But I can't really call that at the moment. But certainly penalty points, they are working. They're a very useful method. And people are, I suppose, they're being more, they're being better when it comes to the likes of texting and driving and all that kind of thing. Like, people are less inclined, really, I suppose, because they know they have the penalty points coming at them, and they have, they could be facing fines and everything. So they're a useful method.
What about speeding?
Speeding. Speeding is probably up in the top three of one of the main causes of accidents. Speeding is.
That's probably more down the country. I noticed when we were in the country, on the little country roads, you see the boy racers really taking the roads. Maybe that probably applies more to country where the traffic isn't as heavy. But I suppose we do have speeding here in Dublin as well.
Speeding has always been there, and it is very dangerous. Boy racers, I suppose, yeah, you probably would find them as well. I suppose, making a generalisation, you'd see them on busy roads as well, like even on the motorways. And I think just everybody needs to maybe slow down and just be more aware. And like, the texting while driving is ludicrous, and shaving while driving.
Do you know what I did see a few times, and I've seen it more than once, people eating their breakfast, like, actually from a bowl while they were driving.
Really? I have not witnessed that now, but actually, now that you say it, a few people have told me that, and that's crazy, isn't it?
It's mad as well. I mean, like, you have to have your eyes on the road. 1 minute, 1 second off the road can cause a serious accident.
Yeah, I think it's something like 400% of your attention if you're, let's say, texting while driving. That might apply for maybe eating. I think the RSA were saying if 400% of your time is more is taken off the, your attention is taken off the road.
Yeah.
So it's absolutely ludicrous, and people need to be absolutely move with caution.
Yeah, and if you're running late, okay, well, you know, it's not that important to put your makeup on, or do you have a shave, when you go into work, do it there, but not while you're driving. There's too many accidents on the road. But listen, Linda, thanks for talking to us here this morning on Lifeline, and we'll be in touch again with if you come up with more surveys and how it's going, okay?
We will indeed. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.